When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along. There'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead. Get up, get out of bed. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of our Super Bowl Sunday edition. And if you don't like that, it's our last show before Nathan's Big Trip edition of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds, Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great photos and videos and stuff. And I'm thinking there's the last post, I think, was from yesterday. Did y'all know that sometimes elephants have hair? I didn't know that sometimes. I mean, I sort of knew that, I guess, but I don't think I'd ever seen a photograph of such a hairy elephant. So if you want to see a hairy elephant, got a good photo for you. And then probably one of the best little video clips of a little dog I've ever seen. And it just, it's too cute. It's a little white fluffy model. And it's outside, and the video starts, the dog's outside in the rain, and it's running across the deck to the house, and the door's open. There's another dog inside, and then there's a mat inside the door, and it has a picture of a white fluffy dog, and the words on the mat are, wipe your paws or stay out. And so this little dog, there's no human around. I mean, obviously there's a human taking the video, but they're out of the picture. This dog runs through the rain, runs across the deck, runs in the door, jumps on the mat, wipe, 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 wipes its feet, and then takes off and runs into the house. It's just the cutest darn thing you've ever seen. I have not ever seen that cute little pattern with a dog. Anyway, it's very, very cute. So check it out, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And hey, it is, the second Sunday of February, and that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset and Energy Code Sunday. So Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen are here, and we'll get the table all set up here real quick. But as always, however, for the last time for this month, production engineer Nathan Miller is here keeping us on track and on time. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. And always certainly doesn't apply in this case for this month.
Right, I was going to say, this is the last time for this month. And just want to let you know, it is a drizzly, rainy morning here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm surprised. I watched the weather a number of times yesterday because I've got so much work on my property. I'm trying to work out weather-wise. And it's not as wet as they had said it was going to be, I think. But we'll check in with Nathan on that in just a moment. But how about we'll get everybody else in our conversation. Nathan is here and in her own private moodlet studio. And if you haven't figured it out, we're in the studio today. We only have one Zoom going on. We haven't gotten to him yet. But Stacy is in her studio. Good morning, Stacy.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, so good to see you, and nice to have you in the studio again.
Yes.
And then filling out the table here in the studio would be Linda Rasmussen, our best and energy codes practitioner. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Martha.
And then the only one on Zoom, and that's because he has to be, because, you know, it's just a little much to ask him to drive from Idaho all the way to Factoria for the show. That would be Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
Hello, Martha and everyone.
Yeah, and you guys, if you, since you can't see him, we, of course, have him on a big screen here in the studio. We coughed up the big bucks and got a new TV, so he doesn't look like the head behind the curtain anymore. Remember, Linda, when you were up there, the TV was so weird, it would make you look like Oz, you know, the guy behind the curtain. But Dr. Nels looks normal, and we get to see his artwork, because he's in, you're coming from your real live studio, or your real live office, where you were, where you are now. Idaho, and a nice, it looks like a bright green couch or bench or something on the wall. But I know, because I talked to him about it, Dr. Nels has done a wonderful job of painting the wall behind him. And it looks like, it looks to us like it's kind of a blue-green, deep blue-green, and then there's fishes, goldfishes or redfishes or something flying around. And you did, you
They're
painted all
like,
that.
Yeah.
You did it all yourself.
Space koi. Yeah. I think of them as space koi now. They look kind of like koi, you know?
Okay.
And they're on a background of stars, and then they come from a great distance away, and they come up close, and then they swim off into a great distance again.
No, it's very cool. So the background is kind of like that deep blue-green type, and then there's white star. Did you put every little star up there?
Yes, I did. I had a little tiny brush and just went dab, dab, dab for a
couple
because
they're all over them. It's like you paint, that took a while. And then you painted every one of those fishes, every one of your space koi. Well, that had to take some time.
Yeah, it took me a few days to get it done.
No, it looks great. Looks great. So I guess the only way you all can see this is that you have to do a private session with Nels on Zoom. Right?
That's right,
and then they would see the wall behind you when you did a session with.
Right.
But okay, then. So we are all here. Let's first let's have a check in with Nathan. What the heck is going on with our weather? I am almost ready to push the panic button because it's supposed to be winter, and we. So far, I've had like 10 days of winter, and that was the snow that lasted for 10 days in the windstorm. And I'm still trying to figure out how to clean up after that. But it's been so warm that the frogs have woken up a few times. I told mine to go back to bed. And so the frogs right on my property and my swampland right around my immediate house and neighborhood have gone back to hibernating. But the ones off in the distance are still awake. But if it doesn't get winter again and cold, that means the grass is starting to grow. And I can't mow with all the limbs and stuff all over my grass. So I'm sorry, weather angel. I'm not ready for it to be spring yet. Everybody else may be ready, but we also need the snowpack, and more snow and all of that would be wonderful. So, Nathan. What's happening? Is winter coming back, or what's going on with our weather?
This certainly is a weird contrast. You know, I use a Snapchat on my phone, which is like a sending pictures social media type thing. And I got this flashback from 5 years ago on this day. Years ago, I had a foot of snow in my yard, I was taking a video of that snow. And at night, it was sort of twinkling the stars with the reflections in the snow. And now here I am, I get in my car, it says it's pretty much 60 degrees, so what the heck is going on?
But So your flashback was from how many? It was
5 years ago.
5 years ago, we had a foot of snow.
Mm-hmm. But this is typically, normally, right around the time where we'll be getting those big snowstorms winter outbreaks here in the Pacific Northwest region. And this year, it's hasn't even come close. I mean, I got a little bit of snow, and I know you got some a few weeks ago, Martha, but
now
we're just looking at a bunch of rain, and actually today it's going to be a bit windy out there. We'll see gusting winds up to about 24 miles per hour. Not really enough to maybe threaten power, but, you know, some areas they do. Anything above 20, get their power going out.
Yeah.
And rainy today, but throughout the week, it's not really cooling down at all. It's just going to be hovering right around 50 degree temperatures throughout the day, and less stormy and windy and rainy conditions as the week
goes on. Now, I did look
on
the weather report I saw last night. The last one I saw was like Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night, we're all going to go down around freezing.
Overnight,
does it,
yes,
say that? Yeah.
But the daytime temperatures will be plenty warm to not worry about freezing.
Yeah, I just I need to put my keep my grass asleep. Anyway, we did ask Natasha about it. You remember Natasha said that there was going to be a big winter snow event in February. And then this last month in January, we had the big snow event and wind. And so Natasha said, well, it came a month early. But then I don't remember what she said. I think I asked her, was there going to be something in February? And I think she said it was just too hard to read, that everything was changing. So I don't think she gave us a definitive answer.
Well,
she
said it came a month early. I feel like, based on what she said, that was it. And we're all done for the year as far as cold weather goes.
Well, all right. Then I'm going to be working really hard in the yard. Anyway. It's nice to not go out and freeze, but we also, but I think we should say something because I did drive in this morning, and one unusual thing on my drive, or at least something worth mentioning, is that when I came into Monroe, eastbound Highway 2 was slowed down and backed up all the way to Monroe. So is there, what's going on? We should probably tell everybody, if you've got to go over the passes, there's got to be something going on Stevens. There's got to be snow or something because it's slowed down, unless there was something going on the highway someplace else. But
maybe there is some construction going on or something like that. Right now I'm seeing a bunch of green lines, which means traffic is flowing nice and smoothly. Let me pull up a different
There was something on the big reader board, too, that usually is warning about, you know, whether you need
Studded
tires or chains. That there was stuff flashing on that board, but you know, I couldn't see it from where I was, what it exactly said. But just know Highway 2 was slow going out of Monroe eastbound, which is unusual, very unusual, you know, that early in the morning.
Interesting. I'm not seeing anything right now
Highway
2.
All right. Well, that's good. Then maybe it was something just temporary.
Oh, hold on. It was out of Monroe heading east?
Yeah.
There is a lane shift on both directions, kind of near Sultan.
Well, that could do it.
Yeah, maybe they were doing like some sort of like flagger type things where they were starting and stopping traffic.
Yeah. So maybe that's it has something
and
to
you caught
do
it at a bad time.
That. Yeah, than anything like that. All right. Well, then let's have a reality check. Because Dr. Nels, he's now in Idaho. What's the temperature at your house, Dr. Nels?
All right. It's about 30 degrees now. It was 29 when I got up, and it's going to warm up to getting close to 40 maybe.
Okay. So you're still in winter mode. Have you got snow on your ground over there?
Yes, we've got snow on the ground at the house. If we just travel a couple miles away, we're kind of uphill from almost everywhere. So if we travel a few miles, we hit the snow line and suddenly the snow sort of peters out really quick.
Okay. All right. And then you sent me wonderful photographs that apparently it's fishing season over there.
Yeah, the big steelhead are in the Clearwater River and coming up high near where I live, and I've been catching fish.
So you've been out in the river too, huh?
And, yes.
You must have great fishing gear and stuff so you can stay warm.
Yeah.
And
I dress warm. That's the only way you can fish this time
you sent,
of year.
You sent photos of huge fish, so you've caught some real nice steelhead. Is that it?
And yep. Yeah.
Does that mean, do you have to wear waders and get in the water to catch those fish, or do you stand on the side, or how do you catch steelhead?
Okay, well, I do wear waders, but I try to avoid getting wet.
Okay.
So it's just if I can stand on the riverbank and not go wading, that's fine with me. I know a lot of people for some reason think it's great to go wading, and nah, for me, I'll just stay on the edge of the river if I can. We've got the big ones in, and I stand on the river and I cast out my little jig under a bobber. And if the bobber should happen to go down, I set the hook. And if it's not a rock, then, you know, fish on.
All right. And so you and your wife, Martha, sounds like you guys have been eating fish for a while now, huh?
Yeah, we have been eating fish, and we're, of course, processing the fish in different ways. So it's not always the same thing. We'll be smoking up the big one I caught, that's 33 inches long. So that was quite a nice fish.
Wonderful. Wonderful. All right. So we, like I said, it is Healing Sunday here on Animal World. And Dr. Nels Rasmus here. Linda Rasmussen is here. Stacy's here to handle the phones. And of course, Nathan is here getting everything or keeping everything together and doing all kinds of extra production work because we have to send him off on his big trip, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I'm thinking, though, we've got some stuff to talk about. We of course have got to catch up with Stacy and her Frenchies, and we haven't found out what's going on in the Frenchie department for a while. And but also, you know, I told you last week about Dr. Nels sent out another incredible monthly newsletter with affirmations. So we got to get our affirmation for the month and hear about the love story and all that good stuff. And anyway, I'm thinking, how about we get the show started officially and with our prayers and affirmations, and then it'll be time. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we can just get going. What do you say? Sounds good to me. And Dr. Nels can stay warm where he is. And now your wall is appropriate, Dr. Nels, with all those fish you're catching. Those space koi must be bringing you good energy for catching fish.
Yeah, I think so. I when I painted the wall, I didn't really have the fishing season in mind, but I knew that, I live by the Clearwater River, which is one of the great steelhead rivers in the country.
So. Oh, wow.
It's kind of like, yeah, you know, the fish is going to be a thing.
All right. Very cool. All right. So we can think about Dr. Nels and the fishes. And if you haven't been here when I have officially started the show before, because it does vary depending on how soon we get to it, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for all these years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday, we do a couple of St. Francis prayers, one for our animal friends, one for us human animals, and then we get a pile of affirmations we do to get ourselves spiritualized up for the day and the week. And whether or not you participate in this part of the show is completely optional. So you can say the prayers and the affirmations along with us, and or you can simply opt out. It's not like dancing when we do get on the love train at 10 and 11. Dancing's required, but here you can opt out if you like. All right, going to start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All righty, for us human animals now, it is the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen, shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty. Now, prayer section taken care of. Here we go with our affirmations. And we have several to do, all of them contributed by a member of our Animal World family in some way, shape, or form. First one comes from me through my spiritual family, and this affirmation when I got the advice to do it start your day with it every day for 7 days and see what happens. Well, transformed my life, so I'm still doing it, and now I share it with you. So here we go. I say each affirmation out loud 3 times, and like I said, you can join me or not. It's up to you. Here we go. Affirmation number 1. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, affirmation number 2 is actually from Linda, who's sitting right next to me here. And when we get to phone calls and she's working with one of you human animals out there, she usually gives you an affirmation, keep the energy going. That's where this affirmation came from, and it was so transformational for everybody that I started doing it, transformed my life too. So here we are, another one of the powerful ones. Here we go, 3 times. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. All righty. Now, this one comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, the Italian division. And this is the affirmation I use to keep myself in the right frame of mind for good health and well-being, especially when I go out and about. And I also do this one for my animal friends as well. Here we go, 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flow through me, flow through me, flow through me. Whew, love that one. All righty, now, this one comes from Natasha Venter, our intuitive communicator and personal awareness coach. And I do this one for my animal friends as well. And this one helps us stay in alignment and balance with the current energies that we've, part of it being the weather we just talked about. Anyway, here we go, 3 times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then we conclude this affirmations with the Ananda Institute Warrior of Light affirmation, and this is the one where we send God's light and love all over the planet. We know how much it's needed, not only here, but in all the wars around the world, so you know where to send it. Here we go. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. And now to conclude the whole process, Dr. Nell's contribution in his favorite part is take your hands, cross them over your heart with me, and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Ah, I always feel kind of like we've done our work for the day. All right. Now, let us go ahead and take care of advertisers. And remember, it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no show. So please listen, support them, thank them. Stay right where you are. And we got a lot to talk about. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here. Those chickens are around here somewhere on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. There they are.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? Running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk. We're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, of course, we'll be taking your phone calls today for Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. Dr. Nels works mostly on animals and some humans, and Linda works on the human animals. And so together, they can help you and your animal friends. So when you call in, Nels tunes in and works on the animals, and then Linda will do a session with the human animal that's part of the equation. And, of course, phone lines are open. And we still got some things to chat about, but if you're out there and you've got to get in early and go off to something, you certainly can call and interrupt us when you need to. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, if you'd like to join our Animal World family of advertisers, that's a great way to start. Is shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And, of course, we did hear from Dr. Nels, and you can check him out at his website, healingministryforanimals.com. And we're going to be talking more about that here in just a moment when we talk about his monthly newsletter and affirmations and all the great information that comes out. And but before we get started with that, I just wanted to say it is that Sunday. And it is Super Bowl Sunday. So I just got to have a touch base here. Nathan, Stacy, Linda, Dr. Nels, does anybody care? Do we have any Super Bowl fans here?
I'll be going to a Super Bowl party and watching the game. And I mean, it's kind of.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're supposed to be working.
Wait, so what time is the game? I thought it's in the afternoon.
It starts at 3:30.
Oh, I mean, after I'm done with work, I'll be heading over there.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I was going to say, because don't you...
Not for the whole
you
thing.
You have to work till like 4 o'clock or something, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then you're going to a Super Bowl party and going to watch the game.
For a brief moment, for the second half. Probably enough to catch the commercials and halftime show.
All right. Okay. Linda, I didn't hear any big...
No, I just have never been a follower of football, and I'm aware of the ads because everybody talks about that.
If you're not a football fan, then the other reason to tune in is because everybody puts all their money into the advertisements, and that's always been a big thing about the Super Bowl, is to see all the cool ads.
There's a big name entertainer in the halftime or something. But not my thing. But I hope everybody else has a good time.
Okay, Stacy, or
I don't have a rooting interest, but I'll watch, and we'll have to see if Taylor Swift gets
there. I was going to say, I think that there's another reason this year.
I'm not a Swiftie, but it's been interesting to watch that whole thing
Now, Dr. Nils, how about you? Are you into the Super Bowl?
Well, if it was Seahawks, I would definitely figure out how to watch that. But no, I don't really care for either of these two teams, so I might tune in if I'm painting in my shop and doing something and I'm bored.
Right.
But otherwise, I don't really care.
Okay. So,
I got to say, though, I will be rooting for the 49ers. I think they're going to get my root.
Okay. And I think they're slightly favored, are they not? And
I know as a Seahawks fan, that's kind of frowned upon. But
well, I don't think, as Seahawks fans, I don't think we like either one of those teams.
No.
Right?
Especially the 49ers.
Yeah,
really don't like the 49ers.
Yes, but it's kind of like Washington State, when the Huskies and the Cougars. Unless we're playing, and we play in each other, we don't like each other. But if we're not playing, if we're not playing against each other, I always root for the Cougars because they're from Washington. Well,
but you don't want the team in your division to win. That's kind of not it. Yeah, that's not. Then the Seahawks look really bad, right? You can't even. It's like, no.
And a lot of the flack for me, too, in the past has come from, troublemaking players or coaches that I didn't really care for, which is another reason why I didn't care for the 49ers. But all those people are gone now, and it's almost a brand new team, and they've gotten some respect back from me, so I'm hoping they'll pull it off in the Super Bowl.
Nathan and Nails probably know more about football than the rest of us, and Nathan sounds like you get the award for being the most on top of this. I would say that I have a friend who's just really into the 49ers and a strong 49er fan, and my normal philosophy would be, well, they're on the West Coast. My mom grew up in Berkeley. Okay, so I'll root for the 49ers if I was going to root. However, there is the Taylor Swift component this year.
I know, it makes it kind of fun.
I don't know. And of course it has, I don't know, how on earth someone decided to turn this into political crap is just absolutely hysterical to me. Because of course there's some big conspiracy. It just is so silly. But I'm not a Swiftie, or at least I've not been, because I don't really know her music. I mean, I know of her music and all of that. But I know what an incredible human being she is and what an incredible humanitarian and all of that. And I just have to say, I just adore her energy and I just love her and everything. The only reason I'm at all interested is because of the Taylor Swift factor and everybody making such a big deal of that. And of course, now she just finished her Eras tour in Japan? Is that where she had four shows and then had to hop a plane in a 12 or 13 hour flight? And so the big thing now is she going to make it and be there? And
I think she got there yesterday. They said.
Yeah, she should have gotten there late.
She should be there.
She should be. And
it'll be very interesting as far as how that dynamic goes. The broadcasting network will have to be very careful as how much TV time the actual game gets versus how much time.
Well, that's
Taylor
just when
Swift
it all comes
gets.
Down to. There's been all these this hoopla about it, and then the last game, I think it was the last when they won the right to win so they could come to the Super Bowl. The screen, she was actually on camera for 22 seconds.
Yeah, it's every time
it was
Travis
22
Kelce,
seconds throughout the whole, and that was what the big...
Yeah, whenever he does something good, they'll pan to her real quick.
Well,
yeah.
So there may be more coverage, but it's not like they're going, she's on the... Anyway.
Yeah.
But I think there may be a lot of people that are listening. I would be inclined, because of the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce thing and that whole romance that I think is so cute and it feels so good to me. And I just love what, you know, just seeing people happy like that. And I just love hearing the story and all. I'd be inclined to root for Kansas City. But I can't really say it comfortably. But I'd, you know, since Taylor won all the Grammys and then Travis said he had to get some hardware too, you know, a Super Bowl ring would be nice hardware to go along with her Grammys and all of that. So anyway, I think they should win.
I just had this crazy thought come to my mind. A big what if is if Travis Kelce wins the Super Bowl and uses the publicity as a way to propose to Taylor Swift.
Oh, well, that's been the big rumor. That, see, this was all a conspiracy.
Now, does he give her a Super Bowl ring or a no. wedding ring?
Well, we don't know. But see, the conspiracy is the whole, I mean, have you heard this conspiracy? It's just ridiculous. The conspiracy is that, see, this is the whole left democratic conspiracy, and the Super Bowl has been planned way ahead of time so that Kansas City had to go to the Super Bowl, and it's all rigged so Kansas City will win, because then Travis is going to propose to Taylor, okay, and then she's going to endorse Joe Biden for president. So that's the conspiracy. I mean, is that the most ridiculous? So,
originally, I thought it was the
NFL colors. Is so not left or democratic. They're not. I mean, can you imagine? Anyway, that's the whole thing. It's all been planned. It's all a conspiracy. So he can propose and they can endorse Joe Biden. And I mean, come on.
Well, my recommendation to Travis is that he buy her a ring because, you know, he's being given this other one. So I think he needs to do something special for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, I mean, why propose? I mean, you know, because, I mean, the Grammys are a big deal. If they win the Super Bowl, it'd be a big deal. But why the engagement? Shouldn't that be something standalone on its own, not done with
the
scene?
I don't think he will either
since it's so predicted. But I wouldn't do it anyway. All right. Okay, so enough football. All right, so if you're not into football and all of that, how about you can get it? It's the last big show before Nathan's big trip. And Nathan, you should see him. He is on a roll, and he's just a busy little bee and doing all this production stuff because he flies out tomorrow. He's going to be gone for 2 weeks, so he's doing all the production for all of the shows that he does here on KKNW. And like we recorded three promos for three shows ahead, and he has the clocks run, so he can program everything ahead of time. So when David Brown comes in to do the show with us, he won't have to do anything except just push buttons. And then, of course, if something is messed up, we'll blame Nathan. Because it won't be our fault, because Nathan...
I'll tell the plane to turn around.
Yeah. Get that guy back here. So he's running around doing all this stuff and getting ready. And we know he's taken up because he's freshly coiffed. You know, he's had a haircut. Now, I mean, he looks so handsome and all together. So you are flying, Nathan. You take off tomorrow, and you are headed to the Philippines.
It's hard to believe it's almost exactly 24 hours from the time I'm saying this until my plane takes off.
Really?
Yes, I'll be taking off at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Tomorrow morning. All right. And then how long is it going to take you to get to the Philippines?
So to the Philippines in total, it'll take about maybe 20 hours, I want to say, or 16 18? Yeah, something like that.
It's long. 20 hours. All right.
And I'll be stopping in Korea on the way there, so I was kind of calculating the layover times in the next flight. But to the Philippines, actually, it's about 18 hours, and then to get to her province or her island, it'll be another maybe 6 hours. So nearly 24 hours of travel time.
And you heard the H-E-R in that little statement there. So the reason, if you haven't been keeping up, the reason Nathan is winging off to the Philippines is because he has been dating a gal online. I call it canoodling. He's been canoodling with this cutie pie online now for what, 2 whole years?
2 years.
And so it's gotten fairly serious online. Mm-hmm. Enough for that you're heading over to Philippines and you are going to meet physically in person for the very first time.
Yes, I will.
Get
to hold her hand and take her on dates, go out to dinner with her and watch movies and all this fun, exciting stuff.
Well, and, you know, I'm a little slow on the uptake sometimes. And it didn't occur to me till just the last couple days. And all of a sudden, the light bulb went on. It was like, oh, oh, that's why Nathan's going right now. Because it's Valentine's Day coming up. So how cool is that? So you're going for Valentine's Day, huh?
That is one of them. And then the day after is her birthday. So
whoa!
Get to do that as well.
So anyway, we all get to voyeur Nathan on this. You know, to be a fly in the room. And he's going to be sending me texts and photos. And I already have a photo. And Fia Ann is her name, and she looks just adorable. Long dark hair, and well, we did discuss it last month with when Natasha was here, because she's quite short compared to Nathan, who is an Amazon tall. But Natasha said that her husband's a foot taller than her too. She just has to stand 2 stairs up to
exactly
look at him eyeball to eyeball. So apparently relations like that can work. So it's going to be wonderful. So we all want to think really good thoughts that Nathan's trip is wonderful and easy and all the travel, and that the connection is divine and miraculous and all that wonderful stuff. And you have a wonderful Valentine's Day, and happy birthday to Fia and all of that. But then you're coming back by yourself. You're not bringing Fia back with you, right?
Maybe in the summertime she'll
making
a trip down here.
That would be her turn to come for a visit. All right. Well, we all are our wonderful best wishes, and you've got your surrogate moms and aunts here that have to make sure that you're good. So we'll have to let her know somehow that she better treat you right, or she's going to have to deal with all of us.
I don't think I'm worried about that at all.
Yeah.
I mean, Stacy can tell you Filipinos are very, 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 nice. Very
yes.
Hospitable.
Yeah, hospitable, very kind people.
Yeah.
Look at me, right? No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Is Nathan going to call into the show next week?
Well, we've been talking about that, but with the time
oh,
difference,
it's going to be late there.
It's really, so what is the time difference?
They're 16 hours ahead, so it'll be like 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock in the morning by the time the Animal World starts airing.
Yeah, so, you know, you never know. He could surprise us. But
we're
not planning on it at this point simply because it's the middle of the night over there. Right now. Oh, well.
We'll see.
All right. Well, we wish you the very best, and we'll give you a good send-off today. And then David Brown will be in with us next week and the following week. And the first chance, we should schedule on Shelter Rescue Sanctuary Update Sunday. We have to schedule an update with Nathan so we can hear all about it. Unless he doesn't come back, and then we're in real trouble. I don't know what we'll do then.
Legally, I got to come back.
Okay. Well, that's right. You can't stay there forever. All righty. Let's take care of our advertisers and get that taken care of the last time in this hour. And then, boy, we will start off our best bioenergetic, neuroenergetic balancing energy code Sunday with an update from Dr. Nels, and he'll share with us his monthly newsletter and affirmation and all of that. And phone lines are open at 425-373-5527. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. Nutro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Wherever you go, Alternative Talk 1150 is here for you.
Heyo, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Check out the new pro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can check them all out at their website, newprosupplements.com. You can find a lot of the dog supplements you can not find in our pet stores around the area, but they're all available on Amazon. And Whispering Dragon Center is now in Jude's home in Shoreline. It's absolutely wonderful. I was there on Friday, and it's just such a delight to be with the gongs and get treatments with the Acutonic Forks and so forth. She can work with you in person, which I highly recommend, or she can work with you remotely. And Linda also is a happy camper when she goes and sees Jude as well.
Absolutely.
And you can check the Whispering Dragon Center out. Website is whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, and or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. All righty. Then Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Linda Rasmussen is here. They both are best practitioners, which is bioenergetic synchronization technique. Dr. Nels, you've kind of refined it and you call it neuroenergetic balancing.
It's the neuroenergetic balancing because best for animals was already taken.
Gotcha.
And I didn't want to step on their toes.
So bioenergetic synchronization technique or neuroenergetic balancing, can you give us a quick definition? What is that?
Well, the whole point of it is to reset the system energetically and neurologically so that the brain and the body have good communication and energy flow so that it will harmoniously be able to adapt to the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah. All right. So you for some time have, you know, sent out email newsletters here and there, but now that you're over into your new place, getting set up, you've got a consistent plan going on. So you're sending out a kind of a more extensive email newsletter once a month, the beginning of the month.
Right.
Is that correct?
Right. We went from the every other week program. We decided let's bring the quality up and instead of the number of emails. So we have one email a month, and we try to make it well worth your time to read it.
And when you say we now, because that means, and your wife Martha, she's participating with the
yes,
the
she's as well, she right? has joined me, and she's the content contributor and the person who sort of picks the theme. She's really doing a great job of just trying to make these newsletters really shine.
Yeah, and I was going to say, since Martha joined the team, the newsletter man has really become phenomenal, and the quality has gone way up. So kudos to your Martha. And this month, of course, it's February, so the theme is it's all about love this month. And
that is right.
Yeah, I love the I told everybody last week about the love story. I mean, the email had just come last Sunday. I think you sent it out like the first Sunday of the month, the morning, and I didn't have time to read it before the show. And I'd started the love story, but I hadn't been able to finish it. So I did after the show last week. I had to get right back and read the love story. But I think I don't know that we want to spoil it for anybody that's going to get it. Is there a way for people to get caught up with the email newsletters if they're not getting them from you?
You know, what I want to do, and it hasn't happened yet, but is I want to get a page on my website that has the archives of these new and improved newsletters.
Oh, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. So that's a, I'll say a coming soon thing, but okay. It's not quite yet.
So just so you know, the love story had to do with how you got one of your dogs and some of your animals, because your wife absconded with them and took it from neighbors that were neglecting and abused animals, and she took them.
Yeah, she just decided that she had to just step in and take over, because the neighbors were... the woman of the house was saying that Greylock, our lovely wolf dog, was a dangerous and mean animal, which couldn't be farther from the truth. He looked dangerous, right, if you looked at him. And of course, she may have had a guilty conscience. But whatever the case, he was a wonderful dog. All the years we had him, he was just terrific.
Yeah, and so if you want to hear that whole story, it really is a touching story, and it is a love story. Then you always include a video before and after, of a patient of yours and what was going on with them in the healing process. And so there's a really good one of those.
Yes.
And
it's about seizures and bad behavior.
Yeah. So... there's so many things that this, neuroenergetic balancing or the bioenergetic synchronization technique can help with. Not, physical problems, but also behavioral issues and emotional issues and all that sort of thing. And it's quite amazing what you're able to help with.
Yeah, we've recently, I've been working with a pair of Chiweenies that they're sisters, and they've been together for years, but they've started to, you might say, grow apart to where they're now fighting all the time. Well, they're not anymore. They were when I came on the scene. And this is, again, now I've seen everybody virtually on the internet, but we have been getting fantastic results, and the dogs are getting along famously again, and it's really wonderful.
Very good. Well, that's good. So this is a case where these are dogs that live together.
Pretty much their whole lives, yeah.
And then started having a problem with their relationship. How old are these dogs?
They're, as I recall, I think they're around 8 years old now.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that's good to know. And so you did, you've been doing the neuroenergetic balancing on both of the dogs?
Yes.
And how long did it take to affect a change in the relationship?
Well, it was interesting because we could see it at the end of the first session.
Wow.
When she put the one that's generally the instigator for the fights, when she put it on the ground and picked up the other one, normally that would be cause for a whole lot of trouble right there. and instead, it wasn't at all. That dog went over and laid down on its bed like, you know, oh, yeah, this is fine.
Well,
so it started to work right away.
So I don't necessarily add you when we've got fighting dog problems in the same household. I don't necessarily have you, but I'm going to now have to say, well, we need to add Dr. Nils to this treatment package. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so you can see the before and after. It's not this one. This is one you're working on. But then you give, in honor of February, you've got a love affirmation. So Can you give us the affirmation for the month?
Yes, the affirmation for the month of February is I love myself, and I believe it's okay for me to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. So it's about loving yourself, and because sometimes these affirmations feel like a lie because you're not in a very good place,
uh-huh.
I love the phrase, I believe it's okay for me to be. And that way you can allow yourself a little bit of space without lying to yourself.
Yeah. All right. So it's I love myself and I believe it's okay for me to be happy, healthy, and prosperous.
Yes.
I love myself and I believe it's okay for me to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. I love myself and I believe it's okay for me to be happy, healthy, and prosperous. I trust. And that's what you do, folks, three times. Hands over that chest. And what you're doing is trusting in the power that be that this is the way it is. All right, so that's really a gift, and thank you so much. At some point, you're going to get a link up on your website, then you'll have all of the newsletters so that people, there'll be an archive that people go back and get caught up.
Right. I just love the idea that people could go there anytime and dig into these meaty newsletters.
Yeah. All right, so we have got to catch up with Stacy and the Frenchies, but we got to close out hour number one here, and then we got to fire up the love train and get our exercise and juices flowing for the day and send love all over the planet, and then we will have open phone lines and can do phone calls. And if we're slow on the uptake with phone calls, because we don't actually know what's going to happen today, because everybody may already be at the Super Bowl and it may just be us. We don't know. And then again, they may not want to be there and they're here. So here we are. So we will catch up with Stacy and the Frenchies when we have time. Otherwise, you're welcome to call in 425-373-5527. That's our local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. 888-298-5569. And now it is time to get ready for that love train. It is coming up. And remember, you don't get to opt out on the dancing part. Dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Or get up and join the love train with us. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And let's send the love all over the world. You know where it needs to go. And let's send it to the Super Bowl, too. So there's no shenanigans. And it's just a great afternoon for an evening for everyone. So I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our soul and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues. Healing Sunday starts straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.